Hello, good evening. Do I have one with me? 0612?
Hello.
Okay. Hello. Hi, good evening. Sorry, I had you on mute.
Okay. I was wondering why you weren't answering. I didn't realize you couldn't hear me.
Yeah. Is this Wenda?
Yes. How are you today?
Yeah, good. How are you? Yeah, sorry.
I saw you sent an email, but I don't know what it said.
I said, yeah, I was running late because I was supposed to start at 7 because of the weather. I was in traffic. I just got home.
Yeah, I was wondering if anybody was going to make it because of the weather.
Yeah. Well, it's just you and me so far. Let's see if Sean wants to jump in.
Are you going on any of those trips Dr. Siles had planned?
Oh, I don't know. You mean
just send an email.
Did he?
He had like 4 of them going.
Really? I didn't really check. I won't check.
Yeah. Well, he just sent the email out today, so maybe you had time to look at it.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have fun, but right now I don't have the money for it.
You said he sent the email today?
Yes, around 3 o'clock. I'll get to go one day.
I don't think I see it. Where are the trips to?
One is to Niagara Falls and Toronto, which is up in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
One is
to
Jamaica. One is to Mexico, Cancun, Mexico. Bahamas, that's that. Niagara Falls, Bahamas, Cruise, Cancun, Mexico, and Jamaica. And then the yearly Canova Family Park.
That's nice.
One, two. Three, four,
I like the Niagara Falls.
Yeah, every year I think maybe I'll make it, but I'm still waiting for things to change.
Yeah. How much? Well, Niagara Falls shouldn't be that expensive, right?
I'm trying to see. What am I looking at? Oh, Mexico is by the highest. That's it goes from 1,200 to 1,500 for Mexico.
Yeah, I would imagine that's the furthest away. Well, the Bahamas is the Bahamas. That's got to be pretty much.
Okay. Niagara Falls is $499 per person and up. Deposit $100 due today.
Oh,
and then
$100
due on the 10th each month up until May.
Oh.
Okay,
all right, that's
probably real pretty.
Yeah.
Let me see. The one to New Mexico, I told you that one. Jamaica. Jamaica's probably pretty. That one. Wow, that one's higher than I thought. Jamaica is 1972. If you go, it's a single. But if you go with double occupancy, it's $1,440. If you had 3 people in the room, it's $1,385. And think about that. You'd even from Maryland for that one. That'd probably be nice, though.
Yeah. So is all the money for all those trips due today? The deposits?
No, just the one. Just the one deposit. There's different dates for the deposits.
Right.
Wait a minute. Hey, the one to Jamaica, that deposit was due February the 1st.
Oh, so you already missed that one.
And yeah, and guess what?
Yeah.
That deposit is non-refundable. But that one's a $200 deposit. That's non-refundable. Wow. So I'll be missing out on that. I know that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get my ducks in order.
Yeah.
So I'm working on trying to get my ducks in order. I don't want to just keep on put myself in more of a bad position.
Yeah.
What's going on, Sean?
Hey, Sean.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how you doing, Lyndon?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Doing great.
Great. Great. The snow to keep you from getting on, huh?
Say that again?
I said the snow didn't keep you away, huh?
Oh, no. I'm actually out doing some cleaning, but, you know, we still got to do what we got to do.
Okay, Mr. Faithful.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know something? I was looking at something. Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to find it. We was talking about last week about the abolishment of slavery. I can't find it.
The abolishment of slavery.
Yes, I got it. I found it.
Oh.
So, yeah, we was talking about the abolishment of slavery. Well, I sort of kind of mentioned how...
I did with the prison, the industrial complex, and how slavery is still going on today. Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah,
I remember that.
You found something on it?
I did. I found the extract letters of Oluda. I can't pronounce his last name, but I'm going to try to. Ikwanu. So my son in the car with me, he's correcting me. Ikwanu.
So you're driving right now?
No, I'm actually in the car getting warm.
Okay.
I'm not driving yet. No. But I just wanted to read some of the extract from the Abolish Project and it was written by Seaman and a former slave. Yep, so this is the interesting life of Oluda. How you pronounce that, Jimmy Shack again? Ekiana. So it goes, he was captured. One day, when all our people was gone, out to their works as usual, and only I and my dear sister were left to mind the house. Two men and two women got over the wall, and then the moment seized us both by sister and I was separated, and I was ended up in the hands of a slave dealer who supplied the Atlantic slave ship. 6 months later, I found myself on board a slave ship, the Middle Passage. The closeness of the place and the heat of the climate added to the number of the ship, which was so crowded that each had scarcely room to turn himself, almost suffocating us. The air soon became unfit for breathing. From a variety of loathsome smells and brought a sickness among the slaves of which many died. This wretched situation was made worse by the chains. The shriek of women and the groaning of dying created a scene of horror almost unbelievable. Three desperate slaves tried to kill themselves by jumping overboard. Two drowned. The other was captured between beaten unmercifully. When I refused to eat, I too was beaten. So that's just a little bit of the abolished slavery, and it just, you know, I thought about that because it's still happening to us today in other ways. You know, we get stripped through our minds, you know, through government and through other actions of, you know, I must say black on black crime and other attributes that, you know, not only we face on the daily, but you know, I just wanted to to add that and see what y'all thought about that.
Yeah, well, that's pretty powerful, actually. Yeah, that's, I guess you could say the slave mentality is still alive today. But, I mean, yeah, that's certainly speaks volumes about, you know, well, you can understand that experience of, no matter how long ago it was, it still has a, still plays a role, the mentality today of, you know, many people. So, such, they say like traumatic experiences like that kind of, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know I can't remember how they explain it, kind of like a collective memory that's passed on through generations. Like, they did like a study where people's parents or grandparents were in the Holocaust. They like inherit that same stress that, you know, their parents or grandparents went through, which is kind of incredible, you know, pretty amazing, but, you know, I kind of believe it, you know. So,
well,
that's,
I think it was like, I grew up not being aware of a lot of that stuff. But about two summers ago, I think it was, I was out some kind of event over out in, I guess it was West Philly somewhere. And I was sort of like introduced to this different newspapers, and at the event they were telling some of the things. And because I could not understand why people have such an attitude, but when you learn more about how they were treated years ago, how people were treated years ago, and how a lot of this stuff is being still being done behind the scene, and how our lives are being controlled, it was amazing to me. But then when I stop and think about it, you know, I shouldn't have really been surprised. But it's just that, I grew up not holding an attitude, you know what I'm trying to say? But when you really hear a lot of this stuff that went on and is still going on,
right.
I don't justify wrong on either side, but I'm just saying you can see why people have attitudes, but it doesn't make it right.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can understand the both sides. The me, excuse me, I can understand the bitter side more, but I don't think two wrongs make a right, I'll be honest with you.
No,
I think it's a shame the way they were treated, and it was definitely all wrong.
Right.
But when are we going to turn this thing around and act like humans? You know, you may not agree with that, but I'm just expressing how I feel. Yes, the past was definitely not right.
Right, right. And the past has an impact on the future and the present.
Right, it does.
Because
I was even just reading a little bit about the stills. And how they were, you know, they were slaves too, but then how they were mistreated, even though one of them, I think, was a William Still. How intelligent he was, and, you know, in the line of using different herbs and all for healing. And to make a long story short, they end up taking him out of his, taking his property away from him. But some of the family members are trying to gain recognition for what all he did. And, trying to raise money for making a memorial over there in church, you know, all that stuff. But, you know,
like I said,
I don't want to keep repeating myself, but it's sad, but it's, I can understand, have a better understanding why people are the way they are and why they want to bring, you know, honor and recognition to those who really did good and who contributed a lot and well to the country.
Right.
I think that is the right thing to do.
It is, yep. I agree with you 100%. It is the right thing to do at all costs. You know, they earned that. You know, we ought to honor
what
they had done, you know, and pass it on to our children and their children's children.
Yes.
But we can't forget the struggle, because the struggle without the struggle, you know, I have to say, you know, everything, they trying to undo it, you know.
Quietly, they trying to undo it.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
In little ways, they trying to undo it. Trying to undo, you know, what has been done.
Because I'm not shocked now, but I was really still surprised how a lot of it really is going on, still going on, and how they're controlling and directing the lives of many. And a lot of times, not even aware of it, but they go about it in such a way. And things, our customs are so common to us nowadays that we just take a lot of this as this is the way things are. But when you look into, I guess you say, the history or whatever background of things, we're still being controlled and limited to what can be done. But it's done in such a cover-up way that you don't even see it half the time, unless somebody tells you.
So this is a prime example. When we go out and vote, right, when we go to vote, the vote in the neighborhood and in each neighborhood really don't count until they get the popular vote. So who is the popular vote? Is the popular vote the House of Representatives, the House of you know, are the popular vote the, you know, people in the suburbs? So who is the popular vote? Because they don't tally up everything until they get all the votes, and then they make a decision on what the popular vote is. So I read up on it. The popular vote is those who are rich. Not only just rich, you have senators, you have representatives, those who are bureaucrats, those who live in the suburbs, middle class, individuals, those are the popular vote.
Oh, yeah, the oligarchs.
So I wanted to know why they ask for the vote, but it does matter.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying.
They want to give the appearance of it being democratic, but when it's really only controlled by a few elite, like a few rich individuals, but they're trying to make it look like everybody's vote counts, when in reality it doesn't. That's called an oligarchy, like a ruled by the few.
What's it called?
Oligarchy.
Oligarchy,
yeah. Oligarchy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised, but it's just sinful how they still can do things and get away with it. Think they're getting away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's money and power.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
So what's going on? What's new in the neighborhood?
Well, I just originally wanted to introduce a topic, a little tutorial I was going to start next week about investing. Remember I mentioned that?
Yes, I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, I wanted to introduce it a little bit. Just talking about, you know, what investing is. And first I wanted to... To understand investing, you have to understand what is called the capital markets. Capital markets are like the markets that corporations and other, you know, limited life, you know, it's mostly corporations, I guess, because they're the only ones that can issue stock. It's where they go to raise money in the form of stocks and bonds. And the investors, they buy these stocks And it provides, capital markets provides these corporations with the liquidity and the money to hire people, build plants, equipment, purchase raw materials. That's where they get their money from. It's from capital markets where, you know, stocks and bonds are sold. And it's really a mechanism to finance corporations so they can provide jobs and goods and services for the, you know, American economy. So that's why investing is very important, because without investors, you wouldn't have the goods and services and the jobs for, you know, many Americans. So that's one of the important things why you should, that's one reason why you should invest. It helps the economy perpetuate our standard of living. And what is investing? And that's really the act of committing money or capital to an endeavor with the expectation of obtaining an additional income or profit. And that's basically, that's a typical definition of what investing is. It's, you commit money and capital and you expect to get more than what you put in, more back than what you put in. And that's really the only way you become wealthy, because a lot of people don't realize it, because the two terms are used interchangeably. And it's not, and that's wealth and income. A lot of people think wealth and income is the same thing. They think that if you have a high income or you earn a lot of money per paycheck or whatever, that you're wealthy. And that's not necessarily true. For
instance,
that right. Wealth.
You never lied about
yeah,
that.
Exactly. And, you know, like athletes, doctors, or whatever, they have high salaries, but especially with athletes, you always hear about them going broke because they're not wealthy. They have high salaries, but they don't have the wealth accumulation. And
right.
So that's and the investing is the way that you become wealthy. So you take a portion. So like they say, like a high-paying job, you earn a good income, but unless you invest some of that high income into an investment, whether it's stocks, bonds, money market accounts, or business, your own business, that's also an investment. You're not going to build any wealth. And, you know,
right.
So that's the main
right.
distinction. Right. So,
so I have a question for you.
Sure.
I have a question for you. What I started doing, and for your storytellers, right?
Mm-hmm.
I started to add money to, you know, investing in my own company. So I started to put money aside just for the company itself to build capital.
Yeah, that's
so
a form of investing.
I have other ways to build capital, but I haven't really jumped off like I really wanted to.
Definitely what you're doing qualifies, because you're putting, oh God, we're going to get kicked off here soon. But anyways, exactly what you're doing, that's in the form of investing, because you're putting money in, hoping to grow your business so you get more back out of it at a later time down the road. So you are building wealth by doing that. So
okay.
Yeah. So, all right. Show's going to end here in a couple of seconds. So, sorry I got on late. We're supposed to do an hour, but if they can get on,
sound
at
like
7:30.
You did the best you could. I found
yeah.
you're doing the best you can, so with your time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks. We're going to visit this
okay,
more
well,
next week.
Okay, well, you're planning on being on next week, right?
Right. We're going to get more into this. So, this is an introduction, what I hope to do next week. So, all right, guys.
Okay, but that's all on the call too sometimes, and that's what they were saying. We have to learn how to always put some aside for investment. They were
right.
saying that's why a lot of the people who make big money, they end up losing it because they don't
yeah.
spend it wise. You know, it's all gone.
Right.
Okay, well, I'll be looking for your call, okay?
All right, see you next weekend.
All righty.
Talk to you next weekend.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
Take care, guys.
Okay, have a good night. Right.
You
all
too.
Right,
bye-bye.
Sean. Take care.
Bye. All
okay.
right, thanks.
Thanks for sharing, Sean. That was
all right,
great
you
what
too.
You shared.
All
right. Take care.
Okay, have a good evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.